So we're on our way, man, and we're only a couple weeks away. But one of the predictions I've been kind of keeping inside, I've been dying to make this prediction, is about the draft. Armand Membu. Okay, this guy has the size and combine performance that he's now been kind of put into this conversation of the athletic size freaks like Trent Williams and Tristan Wirfs. You've probably seen the graphics all over social media that him and Will Campbell make this kind of elite group, right? Funny thing is, Tristan Wirfs' old OC is now the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, who pick at number 5. Yes, the Jaguars have Walker Little, they have Anton Harrison, but those two players ranked 31st and 50th, respectively, of all tackles last season, right? That's not what you want. Did the Jags just pick Harrison in the first round only 2 years ago? Yes, but Harrison is playing out of position, right? He's playing right tackle, but in college, he played over 99% of his snaps at left tackle. And I think he's struggling to make that shift. Meanwhile, Walker Little, who is playing left tackle, has spent a lot of time playing inside for the Jags themselves when they've struggled and needed that kind of flexibility. So I think that there's the possibility that either Harrison or Little move to the inside, but ideally it's Little to the inside, Harrison back to left, and then Armand Membu at right tackle. So I would die to make that prediction. And it turns out I found the place to do that. And that is with PickPool, which is a new draft challenge site and app that you can predict the NFL draft and win big money. They have two options available currently where you can predict the first 32 picks of the first round or the top 10 picks of the first round, with prize money available to both. And if that sounds like something you'd be interested, head to the App Store today and download what is becoming the fastest growing draft app out there. So that is PickPool, one word, on the App Store today, Apple App Store, and soon to be Google. And they are a sponsor of today's show, if you didn't realize that by now. But super excited about PickPool. And then I'm just going to do quickly our typical ad for All 22. If you haven't yet, right, go to the App Store and download the All 22 Fantasy Football app today. All 22 is the only fantasy football game with full 53-man rosters, including offensive linemen, where you get to choose personnel packages and have access to PFF grading to make decisions each week. So go to the App Store, download the app today, or go to all-22.com. And one more thing, like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like this podcast, rate us 5 stars wherever you're watching or listening. That helps us continue to grow this so that we could review more prospects and spend more time discussing football with the likes of you. So super excited to do that. But now let's welcome in audio-only listeners. We just reviewed Shedeur Sanders on YouTube. We did a full film breakdown, two separate games. And now I think we need to talk about what we thought of him, right? That overall kind of profile. Before we jump into that, I'll give the high-level kind of information once I get it up in front of me. Bah, bah, bah. But Shedeur Sanders, everybody knows him, right? The quarterback from Jackson State that transferred to Colorado for the past 2 seasons. He's played as a starting quarterback at the D1 level now for 4 years. He's been a pretty consistently high grader, right? 79.5 is his freshman year, 83.7 his sophomore year, but then 88.4 and 91.1 at Colorado the past 2 years. So very high grading for him. He's 6'2", 215 pounds, 22 years old today, but 23 by draft day. 51 big time throws over the last 2 years, only 16 turnover worthy plays, pretty low A dot of 8.1, and a pretty poor pressure to sack rate at 20.9%. Time to throw went up from 2.89 last year to 3.0 this year. So usually we like to see that go down, but for Shedeur, that went up. Ray, I want you to kind of lead the conversation. You had made a comment earlier about me being overly negative on Shedeur, which is just never the case. I was always way too high, maybe, on Shedeur, but want to hear your thoughts first.
And that's why I feel like now you're too negative, because you were high and now you're, I think you're trying to overcorrect. I like Shedeur Sanders. I think you have to really set your expectations accordingly. And usually when someone says that, it's seen as a negative. And I guess in a sense it is, depending on your outlook. But to me, Shedeur Sanders is a pretty darn high floor quarterback. He can diagnose coverages and he can react well post snap while being a very sort of active pre-snap quarterback and really sort of a field general of sorts before the play actually begins. he has a great grasp on that. It makes sense. He has former NFL coach as his coordinator now. He's kind of been in that pro system and pro environment. So it makes a lot of sense. He does have that quarterback command, so to speak, of a huddle, of the game, of the moment, of the situation. He operates as a pro. And you see that pre and post snap and with his processing. However, I don't see the high level plus attributes of a top flight quarterback. He doesn't have plus arm talent. It's fine. It's good. The ball placement is very good for the most part. And that's great. But the tools, right? He doesn't have necessarily the five-star tools, so to speak, of a top flight NFL quarterback, but you're getting someone who to me can command an offense, can run an operation successfully, can pick up yards when it's there on the ground and make good throws most of the time. The negatives are he doesn't always know when to just live to fight another day. When he does escape the pocket, sometimes he tries too long to extend plays when that's not his game. He doesn't necessarily have that type of athleticism to do that, and it gets him into trouble like we saw during the breakdown. He could have destroyed one of his limbs on one of those plays there because he just couldn't throw the ball away when it wasn't there. So again, he's going to run an operation successfully, smoothly. He's going to get you to a baseline level of competency and really raise the floor of your entire offense. But can he make those plus plays that separate you from the rest of the pack? And that's something where I think tools-wise, you don't see that in his arsenal where he can do that on a consistent basis in the NFL. So to me, he's a high-floor quarterback who I think can start for a long time. I just don't think in 2029 we're going to be sitting here making a top six or top eight NFL quarterback list and he's going to be there. I don't think that's necessarily Shedeur Sanders' level of ceiling, so to speak. But he's going to be in the picture for a while, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really good analysis. And I agree with everything you said, right? I think that what we're looking at is a very intelligent quarterback who can diagnose defenses, make quick reads, navigate a difficult pocket, right? Above average vision, right? Typically, he has above average footwork too. But what we see as issues, just to your point, right? They kind of go to the, like, what does the high end really look like with Shedeur? And I think that's what a lot of NFL teams are probably asking themselves and why teams like the Browns, the Raiders, the Jets, the Giants are all kind of saying, shoot, like if we didn't get the guy this offseason, we're probably not getting him for another year because those teams pick in the top 10 and it sounds like they're all going to pass on Shedeur, right? Geno Smith is now a Raider. Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston are now Giants. For some reason, the Browns traded for Kenny Pickett, right? Like it's like almost like they're saying, hey, like we're going to draft somebody at some point, but we need to be in a position where if we don't get somebody, you know, until round two and we're not sure about that player, you know, we have Kenny Pickett who can start some games until Deshaun Watson's healthy and then Deshaun Watson will play and we'll be fine for a year like that, which obviously they haven't been for the last few years with Deshaun. So I don't know what's making them think that's the case now, but maybe that's a reflection of what they think of Shedeur, right? I think the throwing on your back foot as often as he does, the kind of overworking the pocket and creating more chaos for yourself than needed and missing initial reads sometimes because of that, not trusting your offensive line. I saw issues with the accuracy of his throws while he's making good decisions. Is he throwing behind people? Is he throwing high? Is he putting his receivers in dangerous positions? I saw a lot of that, right? And when we kind of start to compare him to other NFL quarterbacks, I'm like, okay, he does a lot of pre-snap things that remind me of Aaron Rodgers. His running ability is a little Aaron Rodgers-esque. His reads kind of are Aaron Rodgers-esque. But Aaron Rodgers probably has one of the nastiest like throwing motions and spirals and can throw the ball a mile in football. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers didn't have that throwing ability if he would be anywhere close to Aaron Rodgers, right? Like that's part of his legacy. Then I think about a guy like Tua, right? And I say, okay, so Tua is really good at going through process and reading a field, but his arm isn't really strong. And I mean, Tua's had a lot of problems in the NFL, but at the same time, Tua's accuracy typically is really, really good, right? So is he even as good as Tua, right? And if he's not as good as Tua, you know, what kind of quarterback are we really talking about here?
If I had the choice right now, I would take Shadur over Tua.
Now, injuries aside.
As a prospect, I would have taken Tua. But today's Tua, I would take Shadur. I was very high on Tua before his hip got destroyed. I thought he was a phenomenal prospect. He has not been the same as a passer since. So, yes, as a pure prospect, if I'm looking at both of them heading into the NFL, it's certainly Tua. But today's Tua, I'm taking Shadur over him. The tiebreaker would be whichever one Mike McDaniel comes with, because I don't think it's like such an enormous gap. But that's around the level of play to expect, in the sense of if you have an offense predicated on reads and timing and rhythm, Shadur's your guy. Because in contrast to someone like Cam Ward, where when we see Cam Ward off platform and doing things outside of structure, it clearly comes more naturally to Cam Ward, and he's comfortable in that environment. When you watch Shadur, once it's off structure, off kilter, off platform, if it's not, oh, I could pick up some yardage with my legs because something opened up, he's out of his element. That's not his game. He's not that out of structure quarterback. He's not comfortable in that environment. So when you don't have that in your arsenal, I do think you need that to really be a top quarterback in the NFL. So someone like even Geno, who is not the most mobile guy, but similar vein, will pick up 6 or 7 yards on the ground if it's there. But for the most part, he's going to operate in the pocket, and he's going to make throws that are there, especially later stage Geno, where he's really evolved as a passer. That's kind of what I like in Shadur Sanders too, where he's kind of like that, especially for coming into the NFL, kind of an advanced stage quarterback between the ears before the snap and post-snap before the ball is released. In that structure, that's his environment. I think late stage Geno has evolved into that type of quarterback. And some people will take that as a negative when you say, oh, Shadur, that's not a negative to me. Geno Smith's a darn competent quarterback in today's NFL. So, but that's kind of how I see it. So whether you want to say, you know, that's the baseline of, you know, Tua today, Geno today, I think he's in that realm where he's kind of like back end of tier two, maybe tier three of today's quarterbacks, which is fine. That's around the top half or so of starters in the NFL today, in a league that doesn't have that many of them. And that is pretty darn valuable. So I think that's a good thing. People have really taken that discourse as a negative, and I think have kind of overhated on Shadur a bit and slid his stock down a bit too far. Like, not everybody's Andrew Luck. Not everybody is Matt Stafford with their arm, and that's okay. He can win in other ways, and he's been able to do that, which is a testament to how he approaches the game of football, which bodes well to him in the pros.
Absolutely. I mean, I still really like Shadur, but I think when I started this process, because I liked his ability pre-snap and how well he diagnoses defense, I was like, this is the quarterback I need to trust with, you know, if I'm taking a quarterback in this draft. But I think after going deep dive into Cam Ward and a deep dive into Shadur, I think it is obvious that Cam Ward is the better quarterback. So I rescind everything I had said before and say, I do agree that I think Cam Ward has to be QB1 at this point. And we'll go into our full kind of rankings probably next week, in, you know, when we diagnose some of the other quarterbacks. But you know, that was really the debate for me, is like, I was still pretty sure that Shadur was the better of the two. To your point, I still think, you know, Geno Smith, Teddy Bridgewater, Tua, those are good NFL quarterbacks that a lot of teams would be very happy to have that kind of quarterback on their team. And I'm talking about like prime early Teddy Bridgewater, not like backup level after injury Teddy. But I mean, I think when you're talking about Teddy and Tua, common denominator is like injuries totally derailed their careers, right? And that is a concern when you're talking about a 6'2", 215 quarterback with subpar athleticism that tries to think he's a better athlete than he is at times, right? Like, that is legit concern for me. I also think about how the quarterbacks that have his kind of skill set in the NFL right now that are doing well are the Brock Purdy's and the Tua's that sit on Kyle Shanahan offenses. So is there a situation like that exists today that's open for a quarterback like Shadur to actually go to and thrive?
Man, that's open for a quarterback to thrive. The New Orleans Saints are not open for a quarterback to thrive. They maybe could have been, but I mean, I think stylistically he would work in that type of environment, but I think the pieces there are so far away from where they need to be. They need another year of investment on that offensive line. Again, some of the interior pieces have kind of started to come around a bit there. You hope Olave's around for a while, but that's one hit away from now you don't really have your number one receiver either. The cap is a mess. It is a real thing, and it's catching up to them. You see it with that roster. It's really deteriorating. Stylistically, that'd be great, but I mean, for him personally, Shadur, that's not where I would want him to be. I do see shades though, and I'm gonna harp on the Giants here. I see some shades while people associate Daboll and Josh Allen and so forth. Yeah, I get all that, but a lot of the things that I see what Daboll likes to do are about that rhythm and timing and play design that you just need someone to really be an executor of that system and offense, which I think Shadur would work well in. Obviously, with New York, there's a lot of other extrinsic factors there when it comes to being a quarterback. That's magnified when it's the son of Deion Sanders in New York, and you have the personalities and the star power of like a Malik Nabers also in there as well. And it's just, it's different. It is different, even if you bemoan that it is different, how much you don't want it to be. It's a different animal. But I think pure football-wise, I could see Shadur in that type of system too, and it works. So I know a lot of people have been kind of moving away from the Giants taking Shadur at three, and maybe they don't take him at three or whatever. I just think overall he could still be a pretty good fit there. I understand not wanting to pass on Hunter or Abdul Carter if he's there at three for the Giants, but I like the fit there too overall, because there's not that many sort of Shanahan timing, rhythm, and space offenses out there that are in decent enough situations where someone like Shadur can go and thrive early on, especially like we mentioned, he doesn't have that out of structure element to his game that you can kind of lean on when things aren't so good. Sometimes as a young player, you need that kind of feel out of structure and that playground mentality a bit to just survive while all the other pieces are coming together, while you're growing and learning and evolving as a quarterback, and as the team around you is growing and evolving and improving. Shadur does not have that. I do think he is someone that has to be slotted in to a certain competency or baseline competent system and situation, because he can't create on his own consistently. And if you ask him to do that, you're not helping him or yourself. And if you're one of those coaches that's already been around for 3 years or so and you're on the hot seat, that's not an instant, like instant oatmeal, you know, whatever. That's not a microwave solution to your offense. It's not going to work out for you.
If you had to call your shot today, where's Shadur landing?
Oh, don't do that. I hate that. Damn. I hate that so much. So much changes between now and 2.5 weeks when the draft comes, which, by the way, it's 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, just call your shot, bro. Just call your shot. Use the pick pool.
I reserve the right to move off of Shadur to the Giants. I have not yet done that. I have not yet seen enough to move me off of that. I understand they had breakfast with Abdul Carter. I don't know if it was at the waffle shop or what have you. I don't know where it was, but I know they had dinner with Abdul. I get it. Maybe Hunter's there. Who knows? I understand all that. I have not yet seen enough to move me off of Shadur to the Giants. I'm going to keep saying it. Bobby's not going to like it. I'm going to keep saying it until I see enough that makes me, okay, yeah, you're right. He's not. But until I reach that point, and I have not yet, I'm still saying Shadur to New York.
I'm saying Shadur to New York as well, just not at three. So I suspect that if Shadur slides past nine, which I think he will, but if he slides past nine, I think that there's going to be a few teams that are going to try to trade back into the first round to grab him. Probably the Browns and the Giants and maybe the Jets. But I think
I said the Giants and you just said New York. So I was like, which one? Don't double dip here. Which
the Giants,
one?
the Giants. I think the Giants get it done. And, you know, I look back at what Houston did a few years ago by drafting CJ Stroud and then also trading and drafting Will Anderson. And you can kind of see this as just kind of the reverse of that, right? It's like, okay, let's get the edge rusher who's legit and a legit elite prospect in Abdul Carter. Then let's trade back in and get the quarterback that we trust and think could be a good football player. So I agree. I think he's a good fit on the Giants. I like that. I like that offense for him. I also think the spotlight, right? He's somebody that can shine bright and wouldn't be totally taken, you know, like he's not going to be afraid of it. He's not going to shy from it. He's going to own it. And, you know, I think that could be a disaster, but it could also be a really good thing.
They need to get better, but they still need offensive line help, but him and Neighbors and Theo Johnson, you know, another year under his belt, there's something there. Mondale in the slot. There's something there. You still have to get better on the offensive line. It's literally been 10 years and we're having the same conversation. While you've gotten incrementally better, you need to get more incrementally better, because otherwise I do think otherwise Shadour could work in that system, but you need to help him out a little bit.
Agreed. All right. Well, later this week, we are hoping to get to the running back position. But for now, everybody, just thank you again for tuning in. If you haven't yet, give us a follow on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X at @all22_PFF, and give us a review wherever you watch or listen to your podcast, and have a great rest of your day. I'm a ghost.